now?
Would you get your nose out of my amoeba?
Before we begin today's lessons, I think there's one thing we should straighten out in regard to our relations with each other.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Some of you seem to think there's something shameful about a little boy and a little girl liking one another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's think about it for a minute.
I want the reason.
All of us are rather like one big family.
Oh, that's not good enough.
And I think our family could be a lot happier.
None of your business.
If we were kind, considerate, and friendly toward one another.
I am not.
Well, you don't have to be.
I wanted to hit somebody.
But I do think you should have mutual respect and learn to get along together.
You're a smelly old ape.
You really told him.
You know, if you do that.
For 2 days.
You'll be taking a big step toward
the Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
The kind of men and women we want.
Yeah, because you're dirty.
All right, fellas, let's get going.
The following is copyright 1981 by the Sub-Genius Foundation.
Should you have comments, criticisms, or suggestions regarding the cassette book program, please forward them directly to the Technical Staff, Division for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress, Washington, D.C. 20542.
Over 21 years, Mr.
This concludes the instruction.
Perhaps this is as good a time as any to take a few minutes to repeat a message that seems frequently lost in the hustle and bustle of our daily activity.
This won't make too much sense, but it's not intended to. It's intended to strengthen the lips. Bring your lips far forward now with woo. Woo, 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 woo. For variation, emphasize every third or fourth woo. Woo, 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 woo.
And I have so much I would like to say, but I don't know how to say it. So please bear with me if sometimes this doesn't make much sense.
Realistic. The second question is what? What's happening? Is this a miracle? What kind of a miracle? Is this a parable? What's the point? Is this a letter? What's the big idea? What's he trying to communicate?
Because people like you are helping us stay on the radio. You can't buy a miracle, but you can certainly stand behind a miracle ministry.
We're like a bunch of...
I like to go to the lake and like to roller skate, go walking around.
And people will have a number in their hand and in their forehead.
Someone with a lot of energy.
Okay, your code number once more.
237.
237, and you're calling from Dallas.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And hi, you're on hotline.
You can starve.
My code number is 238.
Amen. We're living in terrible, perilous, chaotic times. Praise the Lord. And these times are not going to get any better, my friend. Amen. They're going to get worse and worse.
Opium is still the primary plan that the United States has for dealing with its people in the event of a nuclear attack.
There has been 6 cases of breast cancer, 1 bladder cancer, and 1 throat cancer.
There is a God who is a God of love, and there is a God who is a God of judgment. 2 sides.
Mockery of everything that's decent and wholesome. And I challenge you to point out national talk shows that do not belittle sexual fidelity, purity, that they do not belittle the marriage union and the family lifestyle, that they don't literally flaunt illicit lifestyles. Mm-hmm. I mean, I challenge you to show me a talk show that doesn't make light of God.
The Sub-Genius Foundation, the Reverend Ivan Stang and Dr. Philo Drummond. Yeah. And they are, as we mentioned before, the dual heads of the Sub-Genius Foundation.
You don't know about the school books depositories. Watch out for unbelief. Cause I'm number 6,742 to witness it. And they're coming after me. So, how long
doesn't make fun of godly morals. They laugh at us. They make a mockery of us. Now, we don't have to watch it. We can turn it off.
Who will pay to clean up the contaminated land?
And because of the equal time provision in the law, we can't show you the taped interviews.
787-1270 is the number. Call us and talk about what you'd wish. Go ahead.
I might point out that a lot of people worry about the one world government that the conspiracy is trying to get across on us. And we suspect that the only thing that can fight a one world government is going to be a one world religion. And, of course, that's what the Church of the Subgenius is here for.
I'm telling you, all other gods besides Jehovah and his son Jesus Christ are strange gods.
Question number two, do you believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ and the death and burial and resurrection of him?
Sir, we absolutely believe in everything.
We believe in it wholeheartedly.
The voice analyzer was designed by our guru, J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Yeah.
We have to make clear from the beginning that we are not really the founders. We were just hired to promote the word of Bob.
Okay, that then brings me to this. It is the Subgenius Foundation is the publishing and PR firm of the Church of the Subgenius. So would you tell me then what is the Church of the Subgenius? That was founded by Bob.
Bob founded the church mainly to help unmask the conspiracy. And we're talking about the conspiracy, the one behind the other conspiracy.
That's the one.
To unmask the conspiracy and to get us all a little bit of slack. Slack through any means we can, make do with. Time control is one of the most spectacular and hard to achieve ones.
We're going to go into some depth before the evening is over, defining, and as I say, deeply, the terms slack, and what was the other, time control?
Time control.
Oh, right.
Absolutely.
Those are things that I, of course, I think we need to deal with.
Grandfather, all the whites aren't crazy.
I'm glad to hear that, my son. I thought they were.
Oh, no. I know of one who is as brave as any human being.
I'd like to meet this man and smoke with him.
Bob started the church about 20 or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a picture of him here. We'll hold it up so everybody on the radio can
hold
see
it up
him.
To the left part of the radio there. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
you see that?
You can see that he's a really handsome guy.
Yes. He looks a lot like George Knowles.
Mm-hmm.
Has a pipe.
He's very handsome.
And smiling. He's got call a sinister grin.
Jack Armstrong, all American boy.
He looks sort of.
But it's just a sin, and you just can't call it anything else.
Many of you in this stadium have been deceived. Perhaps you've been deceived by evangelists masquerading as angels of light.
Anna Mandlikova, the ninth seed.
The only cult they want to talk about is the Subgenius Foundation, the Church of the Subgenius, and the only reason they talk about it is for the money. We're going to go to the phones right now. Good evening. You're on KFJZ with Mr. Opinion and Dr. Philo Drummond and the Reverend Ivan Stang.
I have a question for Mr. Drummond.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Are you Mr. Drummond?
That's right.
I'm calling from Dallas.
What's your question?
Well, Do you work on spiritual problems or do you just work on wallets?
We will help you out spiritually. Of course, it helps if we can have some financial assistance.
We sell $10 memberships, and once you get on our, start getting our newsletter, you start receiving lessons on how to conduct your life in the most beneficial way for both you and us.
And regardless of what you're looking for.
Yeah, Doug Smith says we're different.
Doug's right, Virgil. We are different, thanks to Jesus, the Genetic Engineering Corporation of American States.
Mommy, too?
Yep, the whole family.
Is everybody like us?
No, son, but we're working on it. Round the clock. Soon everyone will be a superior biospecies.
Wowee. I want to be a genetic engineer just like you, Pop.
You will, Verge, if you don't baggy. It can lead to photon confusion.
Don't baggy for a healthier, happier biosuperior.
Hi! You say you're looking for excitement, adventure, business opportunities, and a real nice place to raise the kids? Well, explore no more. We're there already. Let's visit the world of the future.
World of the future. Yes, this bustling world of a thousand moods reflects the dreams of its ambitious inhabitants, dreams already realized of man's triumph over nature, where humans no longer suffer self-inflicted pains, where one is made to enjoy life.
Hallelujah.
All the signs point to serious health damage. There are no winners in a nuclear war.
The minute you have another war, there's not going to be any world left, I don't think. Because we're going to blow one another to pieces.
Because in this day and time, we don't know what we're going to come to.
There's not going to be anything left for the kids. I mean, there's not going to be a world left.
And we're all going to end up digging our own holes. And as soon as we dig them, they're going to fall in on us.
I don't think anybody would know what to do. Even possibly the president.
The only two religions, guns. The gun can create your own reality. If I had a gun, I can create my own reality.
Fruit of the loom.
Simple. You have a gun, you pull it at their head, and you're in control.
I would listen to television and watch it.
Tune us in on the radio dial. We got charisma, we got style. Well, people, we'll make you feel better for a while.
Those are the Pink Boys from right here in Dallas. And Put Your Hand on the Radio. Before that, the B-52s in Private Idaho. And, of course, Devo. And one of the earlier, more primitive versions of Mongoloid. This is the Rock and Roll Alternative. My name is George. And tonight, on the subject of the Pink Boys and all that, we have in the studio with us Ivan Stang and Philo Drummond from the Church of the Subgenius. Hi, guys.
How you doing, George?
Oh, just fine. Say, a lot of people have been wondering, just what is the Church of the Subgenius?
Well, George, if we could describe the Church of the Subgenius in one sentence, we'd be rich by now. As it is, we're explaining it in long-winded sentences, and we're getting rich kind of half-fast.
It's kind of a scam, religious cult, company, whatever you want to get into.
It's the first industrial church.
That's right. We're hoping to make a lot of money real fast.
And if we can wake up Ten more people out there in the listening audience tonight, we will have achieved our goal for the evening.
What is the church's priorities? What's important to you guys?
Mainly the quest for slack.
The casting out of false prophets.
And controlling time. Those are our three main goals, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Slack.
Slack. It's something we all need. And I know that lots of people out there listening right now are feeling a terrible shortage of slack.
Slack,
a shortage that can
you can't
be
get enough of.
That's right. That's right. And we can help them to get slack, George.
Man, the world is filled with a bunch of kooky ideas and concepts about the Bible. And I can't believe the weird things that people get in their heads and start teaching.
Why do you think that these people, aside from that rather vague reference in the Bible, why do you think these fallen angels have stayed around to do us in, so to speak?
Well, they figure that this planet is theirs to loot, and that the people of Earth, we Earth people, are their slaves. And I think the past history of all the records of the wars and famines and things that were created deliberately by them, I think, bears it out. Not only that, Joe, besides the Bible, there's also other ancient works.
That's what I like about the Word of God. There's nothing fakey about this thing, man. You talk about telling it like it is. See, it hangs the dirty wash right out the front bay window for everybody to see.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a transmission that we picked up, obviously, from space beings.
That's right.
And we want, when 1998 comes, we want subgeniuses to be in positions of power so that this alien technology is not abused.
And Bob tells us what we need to know to get into that position.
1 year ago, we were obscure nobodies, and now we're secretly famous.
That's right. And we've got hundreds of dollars at our disposal.
And close to thousands upon dozens of members.
That's exactly right. We are international now. Every state in the union is represented on our mailing list in 12 foreign countries.
That is strictly incredible. And what are the various ranks in the church?
Well, of course, Bob is our high e-popping guru. And
he's the saint of sales.
That's right, the
ultimate businessman.
Yeah, very few people are able to meet Bob. He is pretty hard to get hold of. He's like most cult leaders. Dr. Drummond here is the...
He communicates with me via telepathic transmissions beamed into my skull. And so what we get from him is usually secondhand information. But
he, in turn, is like a shortwave radio picking up signals from famous dead holy men, living holy men, creatures from outer space, advanced supersonic Nazi hell creatures from within the hollow earth.
Waiting for the UFOs. Waiting for the UFOs.
And they use the latest components. I feel like a new machine.
Go now, quickly. The survival of our galaxy is in your hands.
Thanks, and I'll try to live up to that. Geez. Well, the church is going pretty good.
How has your life changed since Dobbs came into your life? Crowd?
I realized that the exes are a reality, and that my life is geared towards their arrival.
I redefined my own space and was able to center my being.
I was really able to integrate all my anti-societal.
Disgusting.
I'm gonna kill everybody here.
When I first heard Bob on the radio, he said that he could heal, and told me to put my hand on the radio so the Bob energy could come out through the airwaves.
Death to the fascist earthworms.
Many of you in this stadium have been deceived.
Well, let me ask you, sir, are you having some type of problem in your life now?
Yes, I have a dreadful spiritual problem right now.
Okay. Well, give us some idea of the nature of the problem.
Well, I'm afraid of God.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people out there just like you. I tell you what, if you would, put your hands on the radio right now.
I think we're being sold a big bill of goods.
Really now, are you guys in this cult business just for the bucks, or do you...
Mr. Wilsey, isn't it a fact, really, that you've invented this whole thing, that you've thought up all these little gimmicks, and you're taking advantage of a lot of ignorant people by getting money out of them, people who believe in you and your silly preachings?
No, it isn't, Joe.
The Illuminati will be unmasked, and the subgenius cult will have a lot to do with that. Bob is going to see that the whole conspiracy, the Illuminati, the Trilaterals, the you name it, the guys that drive up and down the street selling ice cream, That all of that will be exposed.
That's what America needs, to have their brains washed. Clean out all that filth and all that garbage and all that fear and all that sickness and perversion and all that junk that comes from the pit of hell.
I'm completely ordained. I'm about as I can perform marriages. I can legally perform marriages, and I can also ordain people. And that's what we've been doing. When you become a $10 member, we send you a little card that says you're a minister.
That loosely explains that. Then, Dr. Drummond, could you explain your doctorate?
I'm not really a medical doctor, but more of a PhD-type doctor. I obtained my PhD at Dobbstown Community College.
Yeah.
And my PhD was in journalism.
Mm-hmm. We sell doctorates, too. Sell $6
what's
doctorates.
What's a good doctorate going for now? $6?
Yeah, $6. We sell about the cheapest doctorates on the market. Most of them are $20 to $30.
But the diploma gilt-edged or plain?
It's plain, but it's got more fine print on it than you can imagine.
A lot of frill. Okay, that's
good. It takes about 3 hours to read, and it tells you in great detail what sort of a subgenius you are.
It's
praise doctors for Bob!
Only we know what we don't know. And when we do know it, we shall find out later just exactly what it was that we didn't know. But in the meantime, we shall experiment further and delve into the deeper recesses of the human mind to find out exactly what causes this device not to function properly. Could it be the malfunction of the foot gland or the nose gland? Yes, possibly you did not know that the nose and the feet are true glands of the human body. And only after permanent foot and nose glandscaping can you know how to make your feet smell and your nose run, which would mean possibly that you were backwards or built upside down. But we'll delve further into that. At the end of the broadcast, when you and I cannot hear each other.
And we can get into this too, this psychoneuretic mastosurgery, the techniques of which has been developed by the many great doctors who have come over to Dobbs and from many of the other religious cults around the world.
Been the same since I had my frontal lobotomy.
And it's... We've got Europeans and Lithuanians and little Mexican doctors, and we've got rock and roll star doctors and ice doctors and the big doctors and the doctors of the trees and the tree-walking brain socket doctors.
We've got some song about doctors.
And here, Hypercletes, here it is.
Doctors for Bob. Doctors for Bob and everything real in my life. Doctors and Bob and everything real in my life.
Oh, real in my life.
Damn pickup truck come out blue, done run over my wife.
He's got the blues 'cause they run over his wife.
Some of you gonna get mad at me. Jesus ain't in the church. Don't turn the radio off. Keep it on.
And I wouldn't infer that our Secretary of State is Antichrist, but I'm telling you that preparations are being made, and that the very door of the day of the wrath of God is at hand, and that if you plan to get saved, you'd better do it now. There will be a day not in the too far distant future in which Antichrist will be revealed, and the mark of the beast will be introduced. And people will have a number in their hand and in their forehead. They'll be given a computerized number, if you please, that will entitle them to do business in this world. And without it,
you can starve.
We have a lot to do in a very short time.
Boy, you aren't kidding. And that's the way I felt for quite a while.
Get ready to ease out of orbit.
You bet, honey. That's what
this
we're going to try to do.
I've never flown a city before.
Well,
many of you in this stadium have been to see.
I think they'll pass the $10 bridge when they come.
The original concept was that throughout history, all great geniuses had somebody at their side that was kind of steering them. You know what I mean?
So you say that person is...
That was the sub-genius. He was the guy that was really...
He was making sure the genius was used to his proper potential.
Right.
Wouldn't that make the sub-genius above the genius?
That's why the name is misleading, you know?
Now, I want you to hear a little of the service where the Holy Spirit was using me with the gift of discernment. I was ministering in the Spirit. God was showing me things about people I didn't know, had never seen before, but the Lord was talking to me. God was talking and I was walking. Listen to a little of this right now.
My sister, I don't know anything about you. I haven't talked with you. As far as I know, you haven't told him. Have you told him, my staff, anything about yourself? You haven't. Then if I know anything about you, it would be because the Spirit of the Lord has led me to you today. Am I right? I've got... You're in dire financial need. You need God to bless you and talk to you about the needs and things that you possess if you don't cope with some money pretty soon. And you have come to the end of your row. You don't know which way to turn. It's starting to affect your nerves.
Affecting my mind.
And sleepless nights.
It's affecting my mind. I want to kill
today
my
today we're
going
to put this in the hand of God.
I kill my husband.
In the Bible,
kids.
In two different places, a handful of meal brought a miracle. I want you to hold that envelope open.
Pastor Epley, save my
I'm
life.
I'm going to give you a hand.
Save my life.
I'm going to pour it in this envelope. Now. Amen.
Pastor Epley, don't fart in me anymore.
Tell the truth. I know you're telling the truth. That's what's bad.
From now on, every new addition to our demand for energy will be met from our own production and our own conservation.
Right there is the fact that the trilaterals and some of the other people that you've named are actually being controlled by aliens from outer space.
By UFOs.
Yeah, this is the only way aliens
no.
Well, then they have a wider purpose than just taking over the world.
There's nothing to be afraid of. We're not going to hurt you.
But once you understand, you'll be grateful.
Let us go.
Look, we'll leave town. We won't come back. We can't let you go. You're dangerous to us.
Don't fight it, Miles. It's no use. Sooner or later, you'll have to go to sleep.
Sub-geniuses strike out on their own, too. There's rogue sub-geniuses, in fact, that have gone. They were originally sub-geniuses that went off the deep end, like Howard Hughes, Jack the Ripper, you know, Adolf Hitler, Richard Nixon, for sure, would be one. Muhammad, and not just crazy people
and
like
renegades.
That. Muhammad Ali, yeah, renegades. Muhammad Ali is a... He's a renegade sub-genius, I guess you'd call
it. But these people don't know they're sub-genius.
No, they don't.
Well, they haven't, you know,
it wouldn't even
clarity.
Help a lot
yeah,
of
they
them.
May know. They may know, and for all we know, they're out there reading the stuff. Because
the Nth Fist Temple Lodge of the Church of the Sub-Genius of Little Rock, and before we begin this sacred spouting, I think that we should all bow our heads and let's all have a minute of noise. First, we have some a schisming member of the church here. This is, would you introduce yourself, Reverend
no.
Holy Master?
Do not listen to this man. This man
is a retrograde. This is an anti-Dobbs speaking to you here. We've got stereo
that
here.
That is a lie. This is the anti-Dobbs.
You can take this now. This one here.
No.
This one. Okay. The true Dobbs is in the right channel now. True Dobbs. All Dobbs followers to the right.
Hello. Hello, Reverend Doug. This is Edwin, better known as Savage Pencil, speaking to you from you in a little room in Belsize Park, London, where I live. Anyway, I'd just like to thank you very much for sending me all those really great subgenius things, including the absolutely work of art stock fist brochure and all the other things. I've got them all plastered up everywhere. I've been telling everybody about them. I've been mumbling about subgenius and everything to many people. With your permission, the Reverend Bob and your good selves, maybe popping up in a future rock and roll zoo.
this man has something to say.
When I come up these stairs this morning, I knew that Bob was straight. But you know something? I serve a miracle-working God. Higher than a star. High as a star. You can't ever get higher than a star. God bless you and little children.
That's a hell of a testimonial, I say, friend.
Enterprise is explore the depths of the 23rd century for the Federation.
Mobile household, have you dedicated your own to the Lord? Turn them over to Him.
I have turned my child over to Bob.
Be able to dedicate.
And Zandy, who is this? I want you to tell me who that is.
Bob, that's right.
Bob. He's the special X2 duplicate boy that we've got here. Say something, Faraday.
Bob.
And Bob. All right, that's the youngest member
Channel
of the church.
Channel 7's still the one.
Ren. I'm Snavely and Eklund. So,
I'm Overrat. I'm Overrat, Snavely, and Eklund.
And
we were at the Hall High School Library today, and we put lots of subgenius literature in all of the books. All around, we Dobbs hit, miniature Dobbs hit are floating everywhere. Miniature Dobbs hit, everywhere you go, there's a miniature Dobbs hit.
Begin by settling back comfortably. Get as comfortable as you can.
Well, we're getting comfortable now.
Hey,
I feel better already, Paul. Now that we're here on Telegraph Avenue and the music's cool. Oh, wow. I can feel it coming on. It must be a whole trip here.
It's like being on acid, right?
Yeah.
Here we are in front of the post office.
We're going to park here very carefully and very quickly so we can run across the street and plaster Bob's little face all over the billboard.
We're back here at the studio trying to clean up the mess after the explosion, but we did get Bob all over two billboards right by Tower Records, and we did take an authenticating photograph, which if it comes out, I will send to you. And you can see Bob spread out all over Berkeley. And I was relating to you on the tape, it may come up later anyway, that I've been putting Bob all over California.
You can see those stars so clearly, it's not at all like on Earth. Look at that cloudy planet go by. Gee, it's really inspiring, and I'm glad to be talking to you here from Star Deck 1. And
my lord!
Yes?
Yes, Elric? A floating ship is about to crash into us!
Oh, what? Pay no attention to it.
Look down! Yes, my lord. Destroy
these
the floating
droids
ship
get so up. Upset when the least little thing goes wrong. But anyway, it's a wow. That is pretty awesome. Look, it's
all systems prepared for full power.
Okay, give me Mach 1, 2, 3. Charlie Baker 749. I think we maintained a hit there on starboard. Put up full force phasers. Call Bob! Call Bob!
What is your name? Oh, Nini Pedro!
What is your name? Let's lock in these controls. Move it out. Quick.
Okay, Bob. Okay.
Let's go.
Bob flies us.
bobfly standing up. That's incredible. I'm not worried because I know. Well, the force field wasn't on. There. Now it's on. It's okay.
Come back, you fool! You coward! Come back, my lord!
Listen to him.
Come on, you'll be destroyed! Save us, let's go!
Well, Doug, found Bob. Do you want to say anything to Doug?
He'd really appreciate it, I think, because he's really great.
Hi there, Doug. I'm Bob. I'm better than you ever heard of. Believe me, I am. I'm a native.
Thank you.
He isn't here.
Yes, he is.
Probably not for a few days.
No, right now.
Try Madison, Wisconsin.
No, try Dallas, Texas. Victor Street.
Bob will kick their asses
and take their money
and drive them to drink and steal their honeys.
Bob, are you in here?
No.
Bob. Where's Bob? Are you here, Bob?
No, I don't think Bob's here.
Somewhere else, Bob. I can't find Bob anywhere.
Can you hear me?
Oh, Bob.
Dr. Drummond, can you hear me?
Bob, 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 Bob. Oh, the great stinking Bobo. Oh, Bob, oh, Bob, I need some money, I need some slack. Oh, Bob, Bob, I need some money. Give me food and give me some money, Bob. Oh, Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob's my friend. Oh, Bob. Thanks for being my friend, Bob.
Bob's my friend and he's leading me somewhere.
Where are we going, Bob?
Is he waiting there for me?
Oh, he's not waiting anymore.
Did he go Bob's up and go
my
home?
Friend, and Bob he's leading me somewhere.
Went to vote?
Right. He'll be back shortly.
Oh, okay.
What is waiting there
to the white
for
farm?
Me?
A donut. Bob left you a donut, Buck. That's what's waiting for you, is a donut.
Bob can stop the aliens from killing me. Bob can save me, but will he?
Well, don't Probably. Count on it, Buck.
Well, I mean, yeah,
Bobby,
he probably
Bobby,
will.
Bobby, Bobby,
some money,
Bobby, 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 Bobby,
well, okay, he'll save you, Buck. Don't worry.
What is waiting there for me?
Oh, the Bobmobile.
Okay, the Bobmobile, the Bobmobile. Let's all go riding in the Bobmobile.
You don't need gas in the Bobmobile.
Oh, the wonderful, wonderful Bobmobile. You don't need no gas. You don't need no wheels.
You don't need no money when you're in the Bobmobile. When you get... Hey! Look! Up over the car! They're back again!
Oh, Bob, hey, Bob, a rebob. Oh, Bob, hey, Bob, a rebob. Bob, 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 Ray. Oh. Oh, I'm starting to get slack in my feet. Oh, they're shuffling out from underneath me. Oh, Bob, Bob. Bob, Bob. Bob, Bob. Bob, 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 don't run. Bob, don't run away. Here's my dollar, come on back. I want you to stay and stay. Oh, Bob, Bob, Bob. What's wrong? What'd I do? You mean you want two more dollars? Okay, Bob, here's two more dollars. Wow, I suddenly feel, I feel great. I feel like I can see through all the women's clothing. I can. Look out the window. Them girls are all naked.
Hey, it's Bob. Right? Isn't it? We can sit here and talk, but, you know, it's here. It's Bob. That's why you need to send us money here at the Subgenius Church. Because Bob, he can work miracles in your life. He can bring in money, send us money. He can bring you love. He can...
And of course, the molecular dispensation, which comes from the spewing diodes embalmed in our brain cells through the Bob surgery in Dobbstown, of which we've all gone
Amen.
Through.
Kill Bob.
Braise the lard.
Shoot Bob.
I don't believe there is a Bob.
Sometimes we don't.
If there was, he wouldn't be so cruel. Cool.
Dobbs,
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 Dobbs.
If there's not a Bob, then
why are you here?
How do you explain life if there's no Bob?
Pick a symbol, any symbol. How about Bob?
A star.
Bobby?
Bobby Dodds? I remember Bobby Dodds. Bob's Dobbs. Bobby Dobbs when he was a boy.
Bobby Dodds.
Bobby Dodds. Bobby Dodds. Little Bobby Dodds.
Little Bobby Dodds.
Where did he grow?
Right here on the main street. Why, I knew Bobby Dobbs when he used to cut the grass out in front of the drugstore. And he had a part-time job in Vietnam long before any of us even knew how to say the word. Oh, well, that's just the way Bobby Dobbs grew up. Of course, he grew up in a small town in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. Nobody knows that, actually, but it was Stanton, Virginia that Bobby Dobbs grew up in, where his father owned an antique store and sold half-burned uniforms and ancient rusty farm implements as tourist attractions.
Hey, Daddy.
Here's Bobby now.
What's happening Bobby today? Dog.
There's Bobby Dog. How'd he get so hit?
We have these ancient holograms of Bobby Dobbs, the way he was, asking how the things are, the way they is now.
What did you do in the war, Bobby Daddy? Dog.
There got no answer, so he thought for himself. Bobby Dobbs.
Bobby Dobbs.
He was looking by drawing some kind of transformation.
I think I understand.
Yeah, sure. Well, no, maybe. Bobby Dobbs figured it out for himself. But he's sitting around.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
Thinking.
Well,
Bobby Dobbs.
Yeah,
sort of
like
that. Bobby Dobbs. He's sitting around. I got it. Hey, yeah, no, I got it.
No. He got no. it. No, he didn't get it. He got it. No, he didn't get
that's
it. Bobby Dobbs just sat around thinking.
It must be.
As he got a little older, he decided his name was too long. He wanted to add some dignity to his character and personality, so he named himself Bob. He said,
"We understand. We know what's going on."
And he convinced people that he did. And then a voice came to Bobby Dobbs one day.
You really think you know what's going on?
Hey, Art.
Oh, he said. Who is that? What? Hello? Oh.
Bobby Dobbs, what do you know?
Hey, it's dark in here. I don't see anything. I don't hear anything.
Bobby Dobbs.
But I think I understand. I know what it's all about.
This is what his voice sounded like when he was really getting enlightened. Here it's happening now.
It's the universe out there. That's what it is. And here I am, sitting in the middle of it.
To you.
To you.
Yes, yes, folks. He's really Bob
Dobbs. Dobbs.
To you.
Bob Dobbs.
This is your wake-up service.
That's right.
Bobby Dobbs.
Are you asleep under there? Hey, your hair's on fire. Hey, police are coming.
You better get up right now. The cops are coming, man. They're going to beat you up with brass knuckles and baseball bats.
Hey, your hair's on fire.
Friends, I want to talk to you today about something that I'm sure is close in everyone's hearts and minds that you might not be living up to or be the man or lady, woman you should be. And that subject, you might have guessed it by now, but that subject is Bob. A man came to me. He said, "My life is empty." I said, "Why? Why is it because it's not because my wife left me. No, it's not because my car broke down. It's not because I'm fixing to be evicted and fired from my job. It's because
I don't have Bob in my life. And I talked to that man, and I saved that man that night. I showed him the way of Bob.
Oh, Mr. Bob Dobbs, where are you in this dark hole? This dark hole of humanity. Oh, Bob, somewhere back here lies the answer to the secrets of the universe. Somewhere in this slimy, slizzy hole that we call the top of the Subgenius Conclave Meeting Hall versus the Pink Boys. This is a battleground. Big organ, you go!
But friends, I get up in the morning and there's just like this electricity that just shoots through me, and I say, praise Bob, and you can feel it, man. You can feel it now. Was that him running around over there? Did anyone see Bob? And I just want to say, praise Bob. Don't you think he's the greatest sterno?
Bob? Praise Bob.
Sterno said, praise Bob. I don't know if you're... But everything comes from Bob, and it's just so beautiful. I just wanted to turn everyone in the world on to Bob, and I'm not sure, ma'am. I don't know, ma'am. I seen the pretty pictures one time, but you think Bob would give me those pretty pictures if I vaporized Smith and Jones? And I don't know, ma'am.
You write me by writing Pastor Epley.
Cheapness a true vein of the subgenius?
Cheapness is, I'd say, what caused us to get started in this in the first place.
Well, I heard you talking about time control earlier. How can I control time? Are you
service. Listen to this service.
The lady sitting right there with your hand raised, praising God. Sister, stand up. No, listen right here. Look at me. Do you live on a farm? Come here. Something wrong. Seems like I see you on a farm. Now, don't worry. I mean, I feel my way through sometimes. But when God starts, when it's the Holy Ghost, you don't have to worry about it. Just relax, huh? I'm not going to get tired up. No, I know what I'm doing. Praise God.
Praise God.
I may stumble around, feel around, but I'll come out all right. I quit worrying a long time ago about the gift of the Spirit. But I see Colonel Joseph. Just a little closer. I see something about a farm. What is it?
I'm on the farm.
You was what?
Raised on
a
farm.
Raised on a farm. But you don't live on one now? Still something about a farm. What's a farm? Huh? Because you look like a farmer to me. Huh? What? The name what? What does it mean? Farmer is your name. What is your name?
May Farmer.
May Farmer. Farmer. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
He said my name.
May Farmer. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus told him or not.
You know he's alive.
No, Jesus is alive when he tells him or not.
Like I say, I'll talk to Bob on the phone about your problems. If you have any special needs, we can always supply you with anointing oils. Yes, we have special anointing oils, and you can just for a few dollars more, friends, only a few dollars more to that miracle box number, we can let you come to visit us at the special retreats at Dobbstown and where you can get landscapes, and Dr. Drummond and all his little friends from the special places will open up your third nostril and make it where you can pick up on the strange liquid vibrations that are all around us in the air. I think I can get a whiff of them now, friend. Yes, I can tell there's Pastor Naked. No one knows what happened to him. He just disappeared in a burst of smoke a little while ago. But people didn't even get excited. They didn't even jump up and down because they're so used to seeing it happen in front of the tape recorders and all the microphones. that we have here at the foundation. Hallelujah, friend. Oh, can you say anything about what Bob has done for you, my dear sister? As Bob.
I can say, baby.
Oh, Bob's working miracles. Night and day.
I can say, baby. Because of Bob.
And I can pick up what your name is. Yes. You've never met me before, right? And you've never been into this temple, right? That's right. And this is true, friends. This woman has never met me, and she doesn't know any of my employees or any of the other people at the foundation. And I think I'm getting a picture. I'm getting an image in my head. I see a farm. Yes, I see a farm. A little rooster on top of a house. And what is it? Wait, the farm. Are you a farmer?
Close.
Close. What is your name? Farm. She said yes. Forever, her name is Farm. That's Becky Box. We can't steal that.
Think so?
But you know what I think we ought to do is just rent. We ought to have our open. We ought to open a damn subgenius analysis shop back here and do counseling. You know, we can get a license to counsel in a subgenius fashion.
Can you do that?
I don't know. Well, we can do hell. I do palm reading.
Here.
I do, you know, astrology readings. We can come back here and do mental life trance readings. Doing really spectacularly, so it's worth people's $10 that we charge.
Yeah, even if they
I mean, we flop around on the floor, we speak in tongues, the voice of their dead relatives comes through.
This is Granny. I hope you do well. It's beautiful here. There's music and soft clothing and tight shoes and it's on your heart.
This is a place where all of us live together, happy and freely.
I just spoke to Sigmund Freud about your problem, and he says you can quit if you'll just try.
Subgenius.com, because this is the hour of Slack and it's the Church of the Subgenius, and our new official post office box, well, it's the old Cleveland Heights post office box. The Texas Austin office had to move, so now we're at post office box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, www.subgenius.com.